two-lane road or four-lane road, I guess, in 1932 or 33. Prior to that, you just had your two-lane blacktop old Dixie Highway that ran from here to Jacksonville. Then along about the same time, 441 was completed. And 441 took off and went up more through the central part of the state. US 1 followed the east coast. Even later than that, in fact, it actually wasn't completed, I don't think, until 1946 or 47, 27, which went up from Miami to the lake and then took off even farther west through the state than 441 did.
And those were your three main?
Well, those were your three main lines of approach.
When did you get this new system?
The turnpike, you mean?
Yeah.
The turnpike was completed from Miami, from Fort Pierce to Miami, about 1960, sometime in there. Then it was extended from there up to Wildwood to tie into 75 along in the late 60s.
I remember when I was there when that happened. See, I lived about 7 miles from all of it, in a little place called Fruitland Park.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
But then, of course, you had your Tamiami Trail, which was completed back in the 30s, from Miami to Naples.
Now, is that the one that goes along the coast, or is that the Alligator Alley, or what?
No, Alligator Alley was not built until back in the... back in the early 60s. The Tamiami Trail, which was originally projected way back in the 1920s as a road through the Everglades from Tampa to Miami, I guess was completed in the early 30s. And that runs directly from Miami directly west to Everglades and Marco and Naples, and then goes north along the Gulf Coast up through Bonita Springs, Fort Myers into Tampa. But that's just strictly still as a two-lane road, I mean, in most places.
Okay, if you were driving along one of these roads, say about before the war, and you wanted to plan stops along the road, what would you look for?
Well, I can remember when we considered from here to Jacksonville as being a two-day trip. I mean, this would have been, I guess, up until the early 1930s. You'd figure if you left here in the morning, you made Indian River City, which would be up somewhere in the area around Melbourne now. You would make that by late afternoon, and that is unless you wanted to leave at 5 o'clock in the morning and drive through until 8 or 9 o'clock that night. But most people figured on making a two-day trip out of it to Jacksonville.
Now, did the state maintain areas along the road where you could stop at that time?
There was no such thing as these wayside parks or rest areas. Those did not come along until basically after World War II.
So if you had to stop and go to the bathroom or something, would you look for
a filling station.
And that was your stop? Did your plan stop?
And then, of course, the place was infested with these little two-bit tourist courts, as they called them in those days, or tourist cabins, what have you. Some guy come along with a load of lumber and put together four or five shanties.
And they were like predecessor of a rest stop, right?
Yeah, well, they were the predecessor of your motels.
Uh-huh.